Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone. Praise God and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you tuning in to our broadcast tonight as we come together, praise God, once again to study God's all-powerful, all-sustaining Word. We pray that everyone, hallelujah, is doing well tonight. We give God all the glory and praise for his blessing and his presence with us. And we thank God for you as well, you and especially you, hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord tonight with a song of praise to welcome him. Then Pastor Jasper's going to lead us to the throne of grace in prayer, followed by we have a mighty man of God that has joined us tonight, and that is none other than Deacon Lorenzo Lewis. Praise God. He has a word that God has deposited within him that he would like to share with our broadcast audience, and that word is entitled The Third Watch. Are you on the wall? Hallelujah. Oh, and we are excited about all that God's going to have him to share. But for right now, let's go ahead and usher in the presence of God, hallelujah, to declare his awesomeness. Charles Jenkins, my God, is an awesome God. Oh, yes, he is. Praise God.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship.
If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on, heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say,
my God. My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good, do you testify?
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
Of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. The Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You said, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you said,
he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
If you know he's been good, you say,
he's great.
Praise God, praise God. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your protection, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your provision, Father. We thank you for your great grace, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you for your peace of mind, peace of heart. We thank you, Lord, for how you provided for us time and time again, Lord. Your great blessing, your great benefit, Lord. Your great word of your God in our life, Father. Your great Holy Spirit, your lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, in all truth, Father, Lord. And we thank you on tonight, Lord, for the word to bring forth from the man of God, Lord.
Yes.
Give him Lord,
yes.
the word to speak to your people, Father, Lord. Give him the understanding, the wisdom, and knowledge to feed your people, Father, from the heart of God, from the heart himself, Lord, to give it to your people in this hour, Lord. We ask for your blessing to be upon us, Lord, for your healing, your protection, Lord, and for your provision. And all we say and do, we thank God for your goodness of your word and your Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us into all your word, all your truth on tonight. Let thy will be done to your honor, to your glory, to your praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Well, as I shared with you, tonight we have a mighty man of God that has come and praise God, has agreed
yes,
to share
yes,
with us a
God.
Word that God has deposited within
Hallelujah.
Him, with our audience, and we are so thankful. To have him. We give
yes.
praise for Deacon Lorenzo Lewis, along with his wife, Sister Lewis, as well.
Amen.
And at this time, we're going to ask Deacon Lewis, if you will just press 1 on your dial pad. We will dispatch you into the studio
yes,
and turn the mic over to you and be able to hear, praise the Lord, all that God has brought forth and what you will be sharing with our audience. Deacon Lewis, can you hear us? Are you there?
Praise God, Deacon Lewis.
Yes, I can, Pastor Jasper and Constant Whitehurst. It is indeed a joy to be able to be before you this evening, just to say hello and say hello to the people who are listening. We're
yes.
living in some very interesting times. So that's all I can say is just that these are times, and these times were foretold, for the coming of the Lord, that there would be troubled times. And in these times, these are the times that we really, really need to seek the face of God. And
Amen.
There is so much that goes on that we sometimes – we kind of like, I guess you could say, maybe take it for granted or sweep it under the rug. We don't really – pay attention to it, but there are signs of the times that we're living in. And
yeah,
those
yeah.
signs points us to the return of Christ because he's coming.
Yeah.
And he's coming, he's
yeah.
going to come suddenly like a thief in the night. And we need to really, 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 really be ready for the return of the Lord. So if it's
yeah.
okay with you all, I'll go ahead and get started. I thank the Lord that we're able to come before you, present during, but let me say this. The Ephesians 6 and 12, and that's where I really wanted to start at, says that, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." The fight is not against governments or people or companies or circumstances. The real battle is our struggle in prayer. That's why, I titled this particular teaching on the third watch. And to ask the question, are you on the wall? Are you on the wall? We all should be watchmen on the wall, helping to alert those that the enemy is coming. or that they are close to the camp, and we need, and there are things that we need to do as watchmen and warriors for God that we need to be alert to so that we can fight appropriately. When you think about it, look at what's happening over in Ukraine. You know, a very unjust war, in my opinion. You know, I won't get into the politics of it, but here again, when I said earlier how we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rules of wickedness and darkness in high places, you know, for a nation to be against another nation. See, here again, this is something that was foretold of things to come, but the end was not near just yet. But the end, but we are near. We're closer than we ever have been, I believe. But I'm going to go on and say that, you know, I thank the Lord that we're able to come before your presence, you know, during the third watch, Lord. And the third watch is usually between 12 a.m. and 3 a.m. Particularly, there are eight watches, but mainly most people are only concerned about four watches, which are from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. But the third watch is from 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. Now, all of them are important, and all of them are strategic. But I really want to focus in on the third watch at this particular time, because we need to remember that we long to be in the presence of God, you know, during that time. It's a time of meditation and speaking the word. So many times people have been given an unction, I would say, or urging to get up in the middle of the night. In a lot of cases, some people can't sleep. They wake up at all different times of the night. And I've heard a lot of people say to me that they usually will wake up between 12 and 3 or between 3 and 6. Now, 3 and 6 is that fourth watch. And I'm not going to go into the fourth watch, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about the third watch here. Now, Psalms 119:62 states, "At midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you, O Lord, because of your righteous judgments." Your righteous judgment. See, in the middle of the night, I get up to give praise because of all of the right decisions that God makes and does. So you know, it's in our best interest to seek the face of God, you know, when things are, or when, let's put it this way, when there's a stirring in our spirit. Lord, I thought on my ways, and I turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste, and I delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. So here again, at midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. You know, we have got to learn, and John 7:24 tells us, you know, we got to look beneath the surface so we can judge correctly. In most cases, well, I was really saying in all cases, we need to stop judging by the way things look, but judge by what is really right. Even though we judge, we must forgive as we are forgiven. You know, we should only judge based upon facts, not to condemn, because we must always show love. In so many situations, you know, we see things, we hear things, and we're confronted with certain things. And in some cases, we're ready to condemn and not show love. You know, I may not agree with a lot of things, but I always say to myself, Lord, how would you have me to handle this situation? And usually if I can't necessarily, you know, have a comfort or a warm fuzzy about the situation, I have to go to God about that thing in order to see where I stand or where I need to stand in that situation. And I can only do that through him and by way of the Holy Spirit. Now, the third watch, as I mentioned earlier, which is from 12 to 3, is one of the most important watches. It's during this watch that spiritual warfare takes place and satanic activities are happening. It is during this watch that Satan operates the most, because this is the time that we are all sound asleep. Most cases, we're all sound asleep. And there are less prayer warriors that are on the wall up to cover this watch.
Mm-hmm.
This is a watch that we pray against all sexual immorality, such as fornication, adultery, prostitution, orgies, occult sexual activities, homosexuality, sexual abuse, and rape. This is a time to wake up or wake out of our sleep in comfort, because every storm that has been coming against us or in our life, that we may have, in other words, we're going against it so that we can have the peace of God in our lives. It's in this watch that destroying angels go through communities, cities, nations, and the world and bring death. It is a time for dreams and visions. It is also a time for miracles to be formed as well as covenants to be remembered. Okay? So here are some of the things that we should pray for during that third watch from 12 to 3 a.m. We should pray for divine protection, deliverance mm-hmm. from our enemies, release from demonic prisons and strongholds. We should pray about dreams and visions. We should pray for interpretation of those. And we should pray about angelic intervention. We should pray about marriages. We should pray about the bridegroom, the return of Christ. Okay. We should pray for peace and calm. We should also, during that time, or we should be aware that we should always keep oil in our lamps. Very, very important. Now, we should also pray for provisions to be met, okay, provisions to be met, that they are met. We should pray for protection, and we should pray against sexual sins, okay? Now, let's talk about divine protection. During this watch, we pray for God's divine protection from our enemies. God sends his divine protection to cover us throughout the evening, night, and into the morning. We should not be afraid of our enemies, because God has us covered under the shadow of his wings. Isn't that an awesome thought to know that God covers us, that we don't have to worry about situations and circumstances? As long as we're in him and he's in us, we're covered. Psalms 91:5 says, "You will not be afraid of trouble at night or the arrow that flies by day." Here again, because God is covering us. Okay, Isaiah 17:14 says, "At night, in time of the evening, the people will be frightened. Look, behold, terror. But before morning, no one will be left. The enemy will be gone. He is no more." This is the fate of those who steal from us and what happens to those who rob us. Okay, here again, God looks out for his own. You know, isn't it nice to know that there's someone always in our corner, you know, no matter what we're going through. Now, deliver us from our enemies. You know, the Lord is faithful to deliver us from our enemies. He delivers our enemies into our hands and gives us the victory over them. Think about that. The Lord is faithful to deliver us from our enemies, and he delivers our enemies into our hands and gives us the victory over them. Now, that's a lot. And I'm here to tell you, I've seen that firsthand, you know, how someone can rise up against you and say all manner of evil against you, you know, and then as it turns around, the Lord turns around and blesses you even the more. That's the God we serve.
Amen.
That is the God we serve, you know. So Judges 7:9 says, "During the night, the Lord spoke to Gideon." Gideon was a military leader, and he said to him, "Get up. I will let you defeat the Midianite army. Go down to their camp." Okay? So it was just after midnight and the changing of the guards when Gideon and 100 men with him crept into the outer edge of the camp of Midian. Suddenly, they blew their trumpets, okay, and they broke their clay jars so that their torches blazed into the night. Then the other 200 of his men did the same, blowing their trumpets in their right hands and holding their left torches in their left hands, out all shouting for the Lord and for Gideon. See that this is amazing about that sounding of the trumpet. You know, the trumpet represents strength. You know, and in every case, and normally in most cases, when the army is rallied, there's a sounding of a trumpet, or what some people termed as a bugle. That was sounded. The army would mass, and they would advance. The trumpet is a sound of strength. It is the voice of God. It is the voice of God.
Amen.
So, now.
Amen.
Release from demonic prisons and strongholds. This is something else that happens on that third watch. It is at the midnight hour that the captives are set free. This is the hour in which we are to pray and sing praises to God. Sing songs of deliverance, because the Lord of hosts is our defense. As we pray and sing, the prisoners will hear us in the spirit, and the chains will be broken and fall off. Now, Acts 16:25-34 talks about around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening, and then suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations, and all the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. The jailer woke up to see that the prison doors were wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted to him, "Stop! Don't kill yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights and ran to the dungeon and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, along with everyone in your household." And they shared the word of the Lord with him and with all who lived in his household. That hour of the night, the jailer cared for them, washed their wounds. Then he and everyone in his household were immediately baptized. He brought them into his house, set a meal before them. He and his entire household rejoiced because they all believed in God. Now, isn't that amazing? Isn't it amazing how a miracle took place? And that miracle brought people to salvation. You know, God is awesome. He is really awesome in terms of the things that he shows his people and the things that he does through his people. And through the working of his hand through his people, miracles are wrought and people are saved.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Here's another reference, and I'm only going to share this one, Isaiah 42:22. But this is the people robbed of what they owned. All of them are trapped in deep holes or hidden in prisons. They have been robbed of what they have with no one to help them. They have been taken away with no one to say, "Give them back." So maybe I better read 32:7. So this calls, and this is Psalms 32:7, it says, "But it calls, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble, and you shall surround me with songs of deliverance." Think about that. God will deliver. That's who he is. He's the God of deliverance. You know? So when the water is troubled and the water is flooding, you know, God will set the captives free. Now, also during this third watch, dreams and visions are activated. During this prayer watch, our dreams and visions are activated. I don't know how many of you actually dream or see visions, you know, but if you do dream, one thing I'll recommend that you do is to keep your little pad and a pencil beside your bed on your nightstand so that if you do have a dream and you wake up, you can write it down. You can write it down because that's the best way to try to remember it. Trust me. You may remember it, and in some cases, I know with myself, I need to write it down. So, but during this prayer watch, our dreams and visions are activated. And as we rest in the Lord and worship in his presence, he speaks to us in dreams and open visions. The Holy Spirit opens our spiritual eyes to see and discern in the spirit realm. He brings us into visions and reveals divine revelation, wisdom, and knowledge to us. God can communicate to any follower of Jesus through dreams and visions, not just leaders. We must draw close to God for revelation through his word and the world around us. See, there are things happening all around us throughout the world, you know, and when you think about it,
the Lord will impress upon your heart when you see certain things, when things are happening, you know. And it's sort of like he's alerting us by way of the Holy Spirit to the times that we're living in, you know. So don't think it's strange when you have a thought sometimes of, you know, that, and then you begin to ponder or you begin to think on that, or a thought comes to mind, you know, because the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding us and helping us to discern the times that we're living in. So now Genesis 46, 1 and 3 says, so Israel took his journey, okay? Israel took his journey, all that he had, and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices to the God of his father, Isaac. Then God said to Israel in a vision at night, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here I am. So he said, I am God, the God of your fathers. Do not fear to go down to Egypt, for I will make you a great nation there. So wasn't that Israel names that was, his name was changed to Jacob, am I correct?
That's right.
So now, Job 4:13 says, a word came to me in secret, a mere whisper of a word, but I heard it clearly. It came in a scary dream one night, as I had fallen into a deep, deep sleep. It stared me in the face in terror, and I was scared to death. I shook from head to foot. A spirit gilded right in front of me. The hair on my head stood on end. I couldn't tell what it was that appeared there, a blur. And then I heard a muffled voice. Now, I had a situation that happened to me in 2020. And, you know, that was when COVID really hit and hit hard. We all were at home. That was a time where I was able to really spend some time, some quality time before the Lord. And I had a little struggle on my job. And some things were said against me that were not true. And, you know, and I worried about that situation. You know, here I am, you know, I had a decent job, working this job, I'm doing the best I can on the job, you know, and then someone goes and tells a fairy tale on me, okay? I'll put it in those terms, you know? And in that, because, you know, you think about the heart of man, sometimes man's heart is not necessarily where it ought to be. Because they're always looking for a way to get ahead at somebody else's expense. Well, it was stated to me, it was stated, you know, some things concerning me. One of my prayer times before the Lord, I was sitting there and the Lord told me, he says, it's time. I said, it's time. I said, really? Where'd that come from? It was about 3 o'clock in the morning, believe it or not. 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting outside on the steps and I heard something say to me, it's time. Well, I knew it was the Lord. At first, because it got very quiet, it got very still. And as that word was spoken to me, as time went on, I wound up retiring from my job, and I found out that I had things available to me that I didn't realize I had available to me. And I can say this much, God will provide. You know what I'm saying? God will provide. I ain't Mr. Beat, you know, and Mr. Yeah. Beat. And I'm not saying that because I'm bragging, but I'm telling you about the goodness of God. When a man's ways please the Lord, he finds favor with both God and man. Now, I'm going to take it a little bit further here because I got offered another position, and I got offered a position which will allow me to be over the one who had alt with me. How about that? Now you see how God works. So now, had I not listened when they told me it was time, you know, and stayed there and put up with the hassling that I was going through, then I probably would not have been able to accept the promotion, because it was said to me that I was working below my pay grade. I said, now I'm working. I am working. You know, I was working below my pay grade. I just didn't realize it. You know, because God provided. That's all I can say. He provided. He made a way. You know, he opened the door that I didn't even see coming. But it goes back here again. It was during the third watch that I was up before him and I was talking to him. And see, here again is during that time that we bind and we loose You know, we're binding and we're loosening, you know, as far as that's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So Ezekiel 8:2-4 says, then I saw something that looked like an arm. The arm reached out and grabbed me by the hair on my head. Then the Spirit lifted me into the air, and in a vision from God, he took me to Jerusalem. He took me to the inner gate, the gate that is on the north side. The statue that makes God jealous is by that gate. This is something. This is an encounter that Ezekiel had at that time, just to kind of give you an idea of some of the encounters that people have. And here again, I'm sure some of you all have had encounters. You know, you've had, you've seen, had dreams and visions and inklings about certain things. Now, the stairway to heaven. Okay, during the third watch, as opens up, which opens up dreams and visions, we pray that the Lord will speak to the hearts of men in their dreams and reveal himself to them in a vision of the night. The stairway to heaven, he has angels that are ascending and descending. You know, those angels that are ascending and descending, they're bringing the answers that we need during that particular watch. Okay? Now, Genesis 28:10-19 says, meanwhile, Jacob left Beersheba and traveled toward Haran. And at sundown, he arrived at a good place to set up camp and stopped there for the night. Jacob found a stone to rest his head and lay down to sleep. As he slept, he dreamed of a stairway that reached from earth, and he saw the angels of God going up and down the stairway. And at the top of the stairway stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your grandfather, Abraham, the God of your father, Isaac. The ground you are lying on belongs to you, and I am giving it to you and your descendants. Ain't God good in terms of giving us, you know, an inheritance, you know? Your descendants will be as numerous as the dust of the earth. They will spread out in all directions, to the west and the east, to the north and the south. And all the families of the earth will be blessed through you and your descendants. Now, I had an encounter with an angel and my grandbaby during that same time in 2020. My wife and I were in the bedroom, and we were standing there talking, and my grandbaby bust into the room. You know how kids are. She runs into the room and says, Poppy, there's an angel in the foyer. There's an angel in the foyer. I said, really? She said, yeah. So I looked at Julia, and I looked at my and I said to myself, and I said to her, I said, well, what'd he look like? You know, I'm just going to, you know, pick her brain a little bit, see what she had to say. I said, what'd he look like? She says, he had on white pants, big white wings, and a helmet. I said, a helmet? She said, yep, I'd be head on a helmet. I said, okay. All right, so I'll tell you what. Show me where he's at. She took off running. I'm telling you, that the heart of a child. She took off running down the hall. And as she ran down the hall, she ran down the hall, and then I ran behind her, and no sooner than I stepped around the corner into the foyer, I felt his presence. So I asked her, I said, is he? I said, where is he? She said, he just went out the door. I said, wow. Yeah. So that just shows you the heart of a child. God wants us to have the heart of a child. He wants us to be pliable in his hands, to be sensitive to him, to be sensitive to the times that we're living in, because of the days that we're living in. It is so important that we seek the face of God, and that in the middle of the night that we get up when he says, get up and go before him. Because usually when he wakes you up, it's usually something going on that is particularly for you, and you should be interceding for somebody else. And in that, you know, that's the time for us to be obedient, to rise up and go before him. Yeah, you probably notice you could be laying in your bed, and all of a sudden you just start praying, and your prayer is so fervent. You know, that's the time of God's visitation when that happens. You know, so if he tells you to get up, get up. Okay? So we just have to remember, there is angelic intervention during that third prayer watch. There's tremendous spiritual warfare, and angelic activity is taking place. The angel of the Lord stands in our defense and fights for us during the prayer watches. So in other words, when we're praying before the Lord, the angels of the Lord are standing guard over us. It is during that watch the angels of the Lord assist in deliverance for God's people. 2 Kings 19:32-35 says that and my command concerning the king of Assyria is that he shall not enter this city. He shall not stand before it with a shield, nor build a ramp against his walls, nor even shoot an arrow into it. He shall return by the road he came, for I will defend and save this city for the sake of my own name and for the sake of my servant David. You see, in this situation, God wouldn't let anything happen to David. In other words, we can say he put a hedge of protection around him. He protected him. And that very night, the angel of the Lord killed 185,000 Assyrian troops. Dead bodies were seen all across the landscape in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Our God will fight for us.
Yes, he will.
Acts 12:5 says, suddenly an angel from the Lord appeared and a light shone in the prison cell after nudging Peter on his side to awaken him. The angel raised him up and said, quick, get up. And the chains fell from his wrist. Okay? Now, keep in mind also that during this third watch, we need to pray for marriages. Okay? We should pray for the purity of marriages and that husband and wives come together as one flesh. We should pray that there is no division between the two and that Satan will not have access into the marriage. We should pray for intimacy, love, and purity in marriages. And let's also pray for God's original plan for marriage to be restored to the hearts and minds of the people.
Amen.
Okay. The story of Ruth talks about in Ruth 3:7-11. So she went down to the threshing floor that night and followed her mother-in-law's instruction. After Boaz had finished a good meal, he lay down very contently beside a heap of grain and went to sleep. Then Ruth came quietly and lifted the covering off his feet and lay there. And suddenly around midnight, he wakened and sat up startled. There was a woman laying at his feet. Who are you? He demanded. It's I, sir, Ruth, she replied. Make me your wife according to God's law, for you are my close relative. So he said, thank God for a girl like you, he explained, for you are being even kinder to Naomi now than before. And naturally, you prefer a younger man, even though poor, but you have put aside your personal desires to do what God has called you to do. Now, don't worry about a thing, my child. I'll handle all the details so everyone knows what a wonderful person you are.
Mm-hmm.
So let's also keep in mind the bridegroom is coming for his bride. It is during the midnight hour that the cry goes out that the bridegroom is coming. The bridegroom is coming. You know, and this signifies the prophetic call that goes forth to tell the church to get ready. Christ is coming back for his bride. Like the five wise virgins, who we should heed the call and begin to prepare ourselves to go into the wedding feast with Christ. Okay? Now, Matthew 25:1-6 talks about at that time, God's kingdom would be like 10 girls or 10 virgins who went to wait for the bridegroom. They took their lamps with them. Five of them were foolish, and five were wise. The foolish girls took their lamps with them, but did not take extra oil for their lamps. The wise girls took their lamps and more oil in jars. When the bridegroom was very late, the girls could not keep their eyes open, and they all fell asleep. At midnight, someone announced, the bridegroom is coming. The bridegroom is coming. Come and meet him. It is so important that we keep oil in our lamps. So the five wise virgins, they didn't have enough oil. And they were told to go and get their own oil because the other five would not share their oil with them. So we must carry enough oil in our lamps where the light of Christ continuously burns within us and it never goes out. Very crucial in these times that we let our light so shine. We must pray and be prepared to have enough Holy Spirit within us to endure to the end.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm gonna pray, say this prayer, because I know the time is spent. But I'm gonna do this prayer. I have a prayer that I want to pray, and I think that'll be the ending of what I have for this evening. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time to come before your presence during this third watch or teaching of the third watch. Help us, Holy Spirit, like the five wise virgins, to keep our lamps burning with oil. Help us to burn with your Holy Spirit and your fire. We thank you, Lord, for giving us spiritual eyes to see. Thank you for removing the scales from our eyes that we may discern the time and seasons that we are living in. We thank you for shaking us out of our slumber and giving us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thank you and for giving us an understanding heart to know that the bridegroom is coming. Help us, Lord, to prepare ourselves with a pure heart and in clean hands. Let there be healing and restoration of marriages tonight. We bind and loose. We bind every spirit of division, jealousy, sorcery, adultery, lust, perversion, addictions, homosexuality and perversions, every lying spirit, witchcraft, yeah, spirit of horror, of pride. We loose the Holy Spirit, the spirit of truth, deliverance, a spirit of holiness and love and the love of God. Let our hands be clean and our hearts be pure as we stand before you, Lord, representing your bride. Teach us by your love how to love others, respect and honor our spouses. We thank you, Lord, that your word says what you have joined together, no one can divide. Lord, yes, teach us to love one another because we do need to know how to love one another. Right now, we come boldly before the throne as we petition, intercede, and pray tonight against all sexual immorality, fornication, adultery, prostitution, sex trades, child abductions, occult sexual activities, homosexuality, perversion, sexual abuse, and rape. We pray for the spirit of holiness and purity, yes, over our cities, states, provinces, and nations. In the name of Jesus, we take possession of the enemy's gates. We bind the gatekeeper, yes, the strong man at the gates of the city that would try to block us from entering in. Strengthen the bars of our gates and break the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Thank you for being our strength, Lord, as you teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Let the gate of our region be shut to all uncleanness, witchcraft, drugs, perversion, and every type of wickedness in the name of Jesus. We bind and counsel all dark and wicked meetings and secret business trades that take place after midnight through our region. Let the blood of Jesus speak life, holiness, protection, and healing at the gate. Thank you, Jesus, for your perfect blood that was shed for us outside the gate. Now we may enter in boldly without shame, fear, because your blood cleanses and washes us white as snow. We thank you for the gateway of our cities, countries, provinces, regions, and have become gateways to righteousness. We reject all sin and acts of iniquity from entering into our land. We thank you that as you go before us, your breaker anointing will break every chain and fetter, loose every noose yoke, and lift every heavy burden of slavery and bondage from around our necks, the necks of your people, in exchange for your easy yokes, your light burdens. Breathe new life into the dry bones that reside in the valleys and dungeons and prisons. We thank you that the light of Jesus is shining even right now in those places of darkness and lighting the path to freedom. What the Messiah has freed us for is freedom. We stand firm. We won't let ourselves be tied up again to a yoke of slavery. We thank you, Lord, that you have come to set the captives free from every form of bondage, fear, witchcraft, mind control, and religious spirits. We thank you for your divine protection and for the angels that have given charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading and directing us in all truth. Father God, help us to remain spiritually alert, watchful, prayerful during this time. We thank you that as you pour out your spirit upon us, that we will prophesy, dream dreams, and see visions. Thank you that we have all understanding of dreams and visions and can interpret what is on your heart, Lord. Let every need and will be met in our churches, in our homes, on our jobs, and everywhere that you command a blessing. We thank you, Prince of Peace, that your shalom will rest upon us throughout the night, and we will not be shaken by anything. But instead, we pray about all things and cast our cares upon you, for you care for us. Thank you for your calming storm, for calming the storm and sending your peace. Your word says that you give your beloved sweet sleep. We will both lie down and sleep knowing that you love us, will bless us, and will keep us throughout the night. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon Lewis, for this powerful anointed word.
Amen.
As you were ministering, I heard the Holy Spirit say, and I'm not going to tarry in this, but I heard the Holy Spirit say to immediately open up the phone line.
Mm-hmm.
Because this word has gone out, and listening audience, I know I heard the voice of the Lord say that there are those that are hearing this word, and it has penetrated your spirit. And you that have questions, you that would like to make comments, you that have a testimony that fall right in line, because the word, the Lord of the word of God says that we are one by your testimony, the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Tonight is the night. If you all only knew how the enemy was warring in the last few minutes, some of you may have experienced tonight a delay in us coming on, but God, the telephone, the information dropped off the phone as I'm trying to send it out. There was a sound that came through the receiver that tried to block out this word from coming forth. As I went ahead and tried to bring the studio up, all of a sudden, every phone call, the studio screen totally disappeared. When I'm telling you that the enemy was trying to war against this word going forth, so I'm going to stop right now. We rebuke the hands of the enemy. We thank God for Deacon Lewis and for his obedience, and I'm opening these phone lines up. If the Lord has moved you and moved your spirit in any way, go ahead and press 1, praise God, on your dial pad. We would like to hear what the Holy Spirit has shared, putting in your spirit to share with our listening audience tonight. Oh, my Lord, what a powerful, powerful word. We're talking about the third watch.
Yes.
Are you on the wall? This type of word, this type of teaching, the word of God talks about people perishing for a lack of knowledge. But God has saw fit to be able. There's not just your being here tonight. Those that have signed in, it is not just mere coincidence that you are here. God meant for you to hear this word for a time such as this. Go ahead and press 1. On your dial pad, we would love to be able to hear what the Lord has shared in your spirit or that which you would like. If you have any questions regarding God's word, what the word that God has shared tonight, this is your opportunity. Please go ahead. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you right now, Father.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lord God, for those that have tuned in tonight. Yes, Lord, and those that would like to share, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The caller, your last 4 digits, 0400. Thank you, Mother Pat. Go right ahead, please.
Good afternoon. That was an awesome word that Brother Lewis gave. on the watches. And as he was saying, that third watch is where a lot of demonic activities take place. And with him saying that, what kept coming on my mind is this, in my spirit is this. We have to be ready and equipped when it's time to walk in the heavens, when you're in spiritual warfare. You can't go there being intimidated by what's going on in the spirit realm. God say, put on the whole armor of him. And he has given us not only just the armor, but he has given us other weapons to use when we come against the adversary. We already winners. And I love saying this all the time when I pray. Father, I stand on the ground of the blood of Jesus, and I proclaim victory over sin, over Satan, all his agents, and the things of this world. Once you get that blood going, you're already protected and you're ready. You're ready because the enemy cannot cross the bloodline. He may buffet you, but the word of God says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And the word of God says, like Brother Lewis said too, he gave us the weapon of binding and loosing. And he gave us so many weapons that we are not familiar with. Just in my recent reading, I was reading in his book about the hosts of heaven. Well, we know that's the angels of God, and they stand ready as soon as God say, give them that command on our behalf. It's already a done deal. But are we getting our angels involved? See, we got weapons that God has given to us that we're not using. And we need to get these weapons out to be successful against the enemy. Just like one of the weapons that I like praying to is called the mystery of the flying rope. We have all had things taken from us. Spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially. But even with those weapons, you can ask God send forth those weapons to enforce the return of everything that was stolen from you. Because didn't he say that he is a God of restoration? Didn't he tell, I don't forget who it was, recover it all? We can recover it all through our battles, using the weapons that God has given us. And I love the other one, the spear of the Lord. The spear of the Lord is accurate. It's so accurate, 100% accuracy. So when you invoke the spear of the Lord, the flying robe, the blood of Jesus, and so many others, you can't help but say, I'm more than a conqueror. Because God already gives you everything you need. Everything you need, he has already given it to you. Every weapon, every weapon. Okay, that's all I got to say. Put on that armor, pick up those weapons, and let's go to war. Because the world is looking at the church. Are we going to be weak-kneed, or are we going to be strong and stand up and go against the darkness of this world so that they can see the light of Christ in us? That's what they're looking for. They're not looking for someone whining and crying. I find this and I do this and I do that in the name of the Lord. That's what they're looking for. And the manifestation of what we pray, God will bring it to pass. All right. I'm
through. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Mother Pat. That's so, so very true. We have to be able to recognize the weapons that we have available to us so that, as Mother Pat said, no, we're not supposed to be whining and crying. We are more than conquerors. We are overcomers. Is there another tonight? Go ahead and press one on your dial pad as I'm talking. We're just waiting waiting to hear from you, praise God. As Deacon Lewis was talking, it reminded me of something that happened in my childhood, and I have my brother here that's on the line, so I know Minister Hilton is going to recall what I'm saying. I remember growing up, and we would go to visit one of our elderly aunts. Actually, this aunt, she helped to raise our father. And every time we would go and visit, the question that she would ask my older brother, Minister Hilton, is, do you always keep a little oil in your vessel? Do you always keep, are you still keeping a little oil in your vessel? And as a young child, with him being my older brother, and he would always say, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. And I would be wondering, what in the world? I'm about 7, 8 years old. What in the world is she talking about? But she would always ask him, are you keeping a little oil in your vessel? And are you keeping your light trembling, burning bright?
Yeah.
And oh, my Lord, now I understand. Now I know what she was talking about, because that's what we must do, men and women of the Most High God. It is always that we must keep oil in our vessel, as Deacon Lewis said, because the bridegroom is soon to return.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is coming back for his bride. We need to be ready. We need to be on the wall. We need to be doing what God has called forth for us to do. There are those, the harvest out there. The word of God says that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. There are those that are out there that are depending on us to do what God has called for us to do, as we go ye into all the world, preaching and teaching this gospel, preaching and teaching, sharing, baptizing, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and that souls may be saved, lives may be changed for the kingdom of God. That's what this is all about. So, yes, we encourage one another. Please keep a little oil in your vessel. Keep a little oil in your vessel, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Thank God for Deacon Lewis bringing forth that word. He brought from Old Testament and New Testament. Genesis and Revelation, he brought forth that word.
Amen.
Give some reference, give some guidelines, some direction. Anybody that third powerful, that third watch has such critical meaning to it. It's very important.
Yes.
And to know how to operate in that. And activate your angel of God that God has assigned to you and put it to good use for it, man. Do what he's there for. To help us to guide and direct us, to fight for it. Amen. Fight for it. And he's victorious in that. We overcome it in Christ Jesus through the word of God and through our testimony. So we activate your angel that God has put beside you, put into use. Amen. For the things of God. And whatever hour you are in, first, second, third, or fourth, whatever hour you're in, you what God has designed for you to put you forth to have for gain victory in your life. Amen. Mm-hmm. To be victorious in all things in Christ. Amen. To be victorious in all things, because thank God for the man of God bringing such a mighty word, a powerful word.
Amen.
You need that on this hour. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And also to know that it is a privilege.
Yes.
Oh, yes, to be able to be in the service of God's kingdom.
Amen.
It's a
praise
privilege.
God.
Oh, we should. If you are awakened in this third watch, don't count it as an imposition.
Go and pray.
Don't take the time God is calling forth
Amen.
For you. Count it as a privilege. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. What an opportunity to go and be able to pray and know that God has chosen you to be able to stand on the wall, to be able to bind and cast out. Hallelujah.
Samuel called. God was calling him.
Yes, yes, he was.
He had to go to Eli time and time again. He had to tell him what to do. he would call him at certain times, certain time of the night when he would call him.
Yes.
The watches at night.
Yes.
He would call him Sam a young man.
Yes.
And God would call him while he was there, being taught, be trained, be teach how to be a type of proper type of priest at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And God would call him a young man. God was teaching him some things. Sometimes God kind of get your attention sometimes in your life, in your dreams, visions. Early in the morning time, morning hour time, amen. He said, occupy to outcome. Occupy, work for the key things of God. Work in the kingdom.
That's right.
And work until I come, praise God.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
We thank God for that, man. God, thank God for that powerful word. God.
Amen. Well, praise God. We Deacon Lewis, again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
For sharing that powerful word. I know
powerful prayer.
And then that a powerful prayer that it resonated in the hearts and minds and spirits of our listeners.
Yes.
We're going to ask if there's not anyone else at this point that would like to comment or have a question. We're going to go ahead, praise God, and close out the program. I'm going to ask Deacon Lewis if you will go ahead and close us out in prayer, hallelujah,
amen,
tonight. And we thank you again.
Yes.
Thank you again
thank you,
so
God.
Much, hallelujah, for sharing that powerful word.
Amen.
Go right
amen.
Ahead, Deacon
amen.
Lewis.
All right. But Father God, we're standing on your word. Because, Lord, we know it's through your word we can stand. We speak the word, because we know, Lord, as we speak your word, things happen. And Father God, we speak that the people are blessed, they are healed, they are strong, they are encouraged, they have abundance, and there is no lack, Lord, as far as their lives are concerned. Touch each and every heart that's represented on the line this evening, Lord God. Bless them, grace them, give them favor on their jobs, Lord God. Protect them. Let the angels encamp about them, Lord God. Father, we just give you praise and glory and say thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in and through them. And Father God, give them a word to speak to someone that they come in, that they encounter, Lord God. And that encounter, Lord God, is really an encounter with you. And we say thank you, Lord, for the increase that you give. We pray for our world, Lord God, because we know the situation that the world is in right now, Lord. And we know, Lord, that you're sitting high and you're looking low and you feel the infirmities of your people. And we say thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We give you praise. We give you glory. And if there's anyone on the line, Lord, who don't know you, Lord God, we send a special prayer to them, Lord, that you would just draw them by your spirit continually, Lord. Let this be a time of the word being watered in their lives, Lord, but you will give the increase. And we say thank you for it right now, Father. Bless, Lord, the Whitehurst. Grace them. Keep them, Lord God. Father God, they've humbled themselves, Lord, and have accepted the call, Lord, that you have for them. Father, continue to undergird them and keep them, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we say thank you for all that you're doing, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. As Deacon Lewis mentioned, Romans 10:9-10 tells us, if you but confess the Lord with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead, just with that simple confession, you will be saved. Just a simple prayer of saying, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I am a sinner. I know that you came to this earth and you lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins. Father, I ask you just to forgive me of my sins. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, asking Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life, making him Lord of your life for the rest of your life, we welcome you tonight into the body of Christ and into the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
You are now saved. Your name has been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased again.
Lord.
And we give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory for you. Reach out to our website and send us a message to let us know that you chose salvation. We'd love to hear from you at www.newseasonmen.org. Praise God. And go forth. And be able to, if you've given your life to the Lord, find yourself a Bible-believing church so that you will be able to grow and develop in the things of God. We thank God for everyone tuning in. We thank God again for Minister Lewis in this powerful word tonight. We pray that you go forth this week and have an awesomely blessed week and a wonderful night. And to God be all the glory. Have a great night.
God bless.
And we love you. God bless.
Love you. God bless.
Good night.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. that praise